You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 o'clock kickoff, Sunday, Bengals, Browns, right here, 92.3 The Fan. You'll be able to listen to it. Antonio Pittman coming up at 11:20. Tim May, 1 o'clock, talk Ohio State and NFL also with Antonio, former Rams running back from Akron. So, you know, we brought this question up in the last segment, 216-474-0092. Like, what is your expectations for this team going into this year? And like I had said, Jeff and Dan and I talked about this in the break while you just walked out of the room. So we weren't talking about your back. I just want you to know that. That it just seems unbelievably, lackluster going into this first game of the season. Like, I don't feel the excitement. Maybe you do today.
I do.
Maybe you do
Come
today.
Come on, man. The season's starting.
Jeff, I don't know why.
You're hanging out with the wrong people.
Is that what it is?
You're with a bad crowd, Andy Baskin.
You are a product of your environment. You know that.
That's what I'm telling you.
But the problem is my environment is with you more than anybody else. You and Dan, I spend more time with the two of you than I do anybody else.
Then why don't you like the process?
That's exactly right.
Why don't you like the process?
Why haven't you fallen in love with the Grateful Dead?
Okay, let me start with the Grateful Dead. I just can't get into the Grateful Dead. Let me be honest with you.
Why do you like baked donuts and stuff more than Fritos? It's not rubbing off on you.
Vegetables on a pizza. The two of you should love vegetables on a pizza.
I can do mushrooms.
It's not a vegetable.
I can do black olives.
It's a fungi.
Constitutes. We'll take it all.
Black olives count?
Yeah. Why not?
That does.
Why can't you guys do pineapple on the pizza?
I'm pro pineapple on a pizza.
Oh.
I'm good with it.
I'm pro pineapple in a bowl.
I love pineapple.
You won't do pineapple on a pizza?
No. Well, I've not.
If it was free and it was sitting in front of you, would you give it a run?
Depends. They're pepperoni sausage.
I can't do the pepperoni and sausage. I can do the pepperoni and pineapple. It's the salty and sweet that gets me going.
We have some people who would like to talk Browns.
I know. Let's I want to talk Browns them. With them too, but I'm also the process to me. It just, I'm okay with it if it gets you close and maybe you don't win the World Series one year and the next year you do, which I don't know because I don't really have that in my lifetime. But when you look at it, it's like the process sucks as a fan. I'm sorry, man. Unless you have a great draft, you're like, oh, that draft was a great process. Jeff, I know you love it. I just don't. Fred is in Maple Heights. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I got a question, man. Well, first off, I played Madden 26, so I played with both Flacco and Shador. Okay. Flacco throws a lot of picks on there, and I noticed the offensive line plays different when I put Shador in. And Shador plays a little bit better, but his accuracy is better.
How many points per game are we averaging with those guys? That's my question.
Yeah, because we might make a move.
I was top 100 not too long ago on 25, so about 21 points. I gamble with them two online. So
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Hey, but here's what I wanted to talk about. How much of a leash are we willing to give this Stefanski experiment? When is this over? Because they were talking not too long ago, right, that people saying that he's good for next year, you wouldn't get rid of him. I think somebody was saying, like, he know he's good. I mean, what does it take for us to say we got to move on from Stefanski? That's all I wanted to talk about, because I'm not.
How many wins? I'm going to ask you just straight out. How many wins does Kevin Stefanski need to come back next year?
He got to sniff the playoffs, and what I mean sniff it mean we got to probably get right there, and probably we don't get there because of another team, kicking us out, man. But I'm done with him after this. I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on it, man. I'm not happy.
Let me throw it back at you one other way, Fred. Is he given enough talent that he should be winning football games with this roster?
Big time. He's been given enough talent, wow. But all I can in a nutshell, this is what I get from Stefanski. It's the Stefanski show, just like y'all have the Stefanski show, right? After the game, my thing is he wants somebody to do exactly what he do. If you're not doing exactly what he do, I'm not talking about doing one or two things different. If you're not doing exactly what he's telling you to do, it just seems like it just doesn't work, bro. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Fred. Thank you. I'm over it. All right, we appreciate it. I just think when the owner comes out and says swing and a miss on a player that cost them a quarterback for a couple years and three first round draft picks and even more than their payroll. Yeah, and so it's like I think he doesn't survive a 3-win season.
I don't either.
But nor
does Andrew Berry.
No, but if they show improvement, I think he's back for another year.
I would think so too.
That's all it takes. We need to emerge, Jeff. The days of grading
ABC, Andy.
Yes, the days of grading A, B, C, D, F are over. It's either job well done, job done, or emerging. We can't have the kids thinking that they're failing. It's not good. Jeff is in Cleveland. Hello, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you guys, we have the best defensive player in the entire world, Myles Garrett, right? And only thing they can think of is to win 5 games. I'm thinking playoffs this year, playoffs, divisional champions, Super Bowl. Who's thinking about next year right now with all these good players that are drafted and they're playing good in the preseason and these two good quarterbacks out of college? I'm thinking playoffs or bust.
Jeff, they love the optimism.
The bust is the coaches get fired, front offices changed? Is that what the bust is?
I don't like to see anyone lose their livelihood.
I don't either.
In that business, you have to move on.
There you go. All right, Jeff, thank you. Optimistic Jeff checking in 11:08 right here on a Friday before the first game of the season.
It's a way to do it, right?
Playoffs
there.
Or bust. Roman and Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, guys. You had Optimistic Jeff on there, and let's talk about Realistic Roman. Guys, these are the best seasons as a Browns fan. You know why?
Why?
Because
sell me.
There's zero expectations. We don't know what team is going to show up on the field on Sunday. We have no idea. So we can't get our hopes up about us, you know, being a Super Bowl contender and having this, that, or the other. We just have to wait until Sunday to see what is put out on the field, because we don't know at the end of the day. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with just seeing what's happening and going from there, because I don't have the answers. I don't think they have the answers. And as far as Stefanski, he's been the most winningest coach we've had since Belichick. He had 1 3-win season, and I think he kind of washed his hands with, the decision to go after Deshaun and what Jimmy wanted. I think he said, here, this is what you guys want. This is the kind of offense you guys want to run. This is what it's going to look like. And he just kind of wiped his hand clean from it. So now we're back to the Stefanski offense. Flacco, he's 6'6". He's a vet. Let's see what happens. Let's let the dice roll, boys.
All right. So I got a 50-50 feeling there from Roman. Is that fair? I think so.
That was realistic.
That was realistic.
Nice job, Roman.
All right, let's get positive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Positive. Is LeVon? Lost him. What am I doing, Jeff?
Click on him.
I did.
No, go ahead.
Oh, there he is. Hey, how are you? Good morning. LeVon.
LeVon, what's going on?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right.
Cool. What do you got for
the Browns? Yeah. For the Browns to win against Cincinnati, we got to play to our strength. And our strength is Myles Garrett and our kicker. We got to get them in field position where we got to get the opposite team like in the field position where Myles Garrett can do his magic. And our kicker and our Myles Garrett is the heart of the team right now. So we got to go with that and see how it comes out. This quarterback situation is okay, but our heart is our defense, Myles Garrett, and getting the defense where we can make a stop.
Fair enough. Thank you. Appreciate it, LeVon. Let's talk about Mr. Schmidt for a second there. Just looking up his stats, Jeff. Okay. Thanks.
Nice job, you
He's our strength.
Nice job.
Got me, man.
Man, that's optimistic. What do you do for the Battle Hawks there in St. Louis?
Well, any kickers come out of nowhere.
That is true.
Brandon Aubrey's one of the best kickers in the game, and he was playing soccer.
It's hard for me to say here that Andre Schmidt and Myles Garrett are the reason we're gonna win. If it makes sense with a kicker, I guess. If I'm trying to be realistic and nice about it, they got to move the ball. They got to get into field goal range, right? I mean, his leg is useless unless they can get into field goal range. No enthusiasm, huh, Sean? How are you? Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I can tell you exactly why the enthusiasm is low. There's no team plans to lose and hopes to win like the Cleveland Browns. I think there would have been a lot of more enthusiasm until it was reported that the front office and the owner were at the first Ohio State game this week, which reemphasizes to the fan base, this is all about losing it next year. Like, none of anything that's going on has anything to do with this year. Like, so even if they go out and win on Sunday, for a lot of fans, it's like, well, yay, another notch on Joe Flacco's belt on the way to the Hall of Pretty Good. Like, that, it doesn't mean anything. You haven't moved towards any type of consistent winning. You haven't moved the needle. It's just a win against the Bengals, which we've done before with terrible teams. There's nothing new there. But if you, I would
Does
be
it
more
really,
excited.
I know you're, I'm sorry. Does it really bother you those guys went to the Ohio State-Texas game?
They are doing their job there, Sean.
And there were 18.5 million people at one point watching that game. And if you could get a ticket to go to that game, I'd want to go, whether I was an owner or just anybody.
But from a football point of view, did anybody learn anything about Arch Manning this week?
Sean, I see your point completely. He had a bad game against a good defense.
All right, if they went there like mid-season, then I get it. That's what you're supposed to do. They're doing their job. But they look more like fans instead of a serious NFL franchise trying to figure out how to fix this thing, especially when you have two rookies on the roster already. Everything is planning to lose and hoping to win. And I think a lot of fans are just tired of it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. I can't sit. I'm not going to sit here and cut them for going to the Ohio State-Texas game.
No, Andy, and you can't.
I mean, if anything, you'd cut them for not being there.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 hours away, right? I mean,
but
do
you understand what Sean was thinking, though?
No, I do understand what Sean's
thinking. Sean thinks their presence is screaming, oh, my God, you don't care about this year. You're already looking ahead to next year. And you're, but they did that the minute they made the trade and traded out of two and dropped down to five and picked up a one next year. That's what happened.
That I buy better. I can't sit here and rip ownership and front office for wanting to go watch the Ohio State-Texas game. How often does that happen that you have a weekend off on your own, that it's a bye week essentially in the NFL, and you have the opportunity to go 2.5 hours down the road to go watch two of the best teams in the country play college football, whether they played as the best teams in the country?
You see what Sean was saying.
I get it, but there are a million reasons to not like, you know, to not like the Browns ownership or front office or whatever. But going to a game to watch these guys play, that it's ridiculous.
But you do get his point.
I understand the point that maybe they're leaning towards the future. Yes. I get that. Sucks, but yes. Win now, baby. All right, if you're on the line, hang on. We'll talk to you in a little bit. 216-474-0092. Good friend of the show, Antonio Pittman, Pride of Akron. Former Buckeye running back. Remember when he had a touchdown against Texas? Oh, that was sweet. Plus, he played for the Rams, too. He's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.